Everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with another installment of Stephen Anderson Exposed. This is just a little short one, so let's jump right into this thing.
Need wisdom. I didn't know you were talking about Steve Anderson. I heard someone said they saw something about Steve Anderson's crowd that he has. He makes it look bigger. He does a little trick on camera, so it looks like he's got a larger crowd than he does. Yep. It is. It's the whole thing is deceptive.
Okay, what is he even talking about? He's claiming that I do some kind of a trick to make the crowd look bigger than it really is. And notice how he started that statement. I heard somebody saw something that it's just like this weird hearsay. The reality is the exact opposite. The way that our church building is laid out, it's actually impossible for us to show the entire crowd on camera. So whenever you see any pictures or video of our church service, it actually makes it seem like there's less people there than there really are, because you've got a bunch of people going back this way, a bunch of people out the side. Our building is shaped weird because it's not a traditional church building. But, you know, here, let me flash a few pictures on the screen here of our church. You know, I guess this is some kind of CGI or something. You know, notice all the repeating faces. It's the same person over and over. What is this guy talking about? I mean, he just tells this bold-faced lie, this weird hearsay, strange accusation, and then some guy on the crowd says, that's deceptive. Well, here's the thing. These guys are constantly lying about the size of our church. The media is constantly lying about the size of our church. You know, earlier in the series, you saw where people are claiming that there are only 60 people at our church, 70 people, or that the church is tiny. They keep saying that over and over. It's small, it's tiny. Whereas I guarantee you that our church is bigger than every single one of these churches where these guys are attacking me, which is just absurd. And look, there's nothing wrong with having a small church, but guess what? We don't. So quit accusing us of that. Our church runs over 300 on Sunday mornings, and we run typically over 200 on our evening services. We just went to the Red Hot Preaching Conference in Sacramento, California. I preached on a Friday night there, and there were over 500 people in attendance. I think it was 504. Okay. So, you know, these guys, they love to try to belittle me and act like our church is tiny. Well, guess what? Our church is about four times the size of the average independent fundamental Baptist church.
The guy's in supporting Hinduism.
What?
Now, if you want to be a Steve Anderson fan, then why don't you just join the Hindu religion? Because that's what he's supporting. And he's considered independent Baptist. He's the new independent Baptist, by the way. That's what he calls it. He's the new independent Baptist movement. So now independent Baptists have to say, we are not the new independent Baptist movement, so don't be afraid. So he's the head of it. He's getting people hook, line, and sinker. It's, you know what? Devil does a good job deceiving people.
Yeah,
and if he's supporting Hinduism, which he is, I got evidence on that. In fact, Kevin, I read some of the stuff to him and some other people about what he supports. And you can't be saved and supported. You just can't be. You can't say, I'm an independent Baptist preacher, but I support Hinduism.
Okay, now let me just say something right now, okay? I have literally preached more sermons against Hinduism than any preacher that I could find anywhere on the internet. I have preached, I believe, 3 entire sermons against Hinduism. I've done 15 parts of the Hindu Moments series. I did a documentary called The Truth About Hinduism that got 80,000 views in 1 week before being taken down by YouTube. I have fought Hinduism literally more than any Baptist preacher that I can find online. Because in the process of doing my research for my attacks on Hinduism, you know, I couldn't even find any Baptist sermons against Hinduism. In fact, over 100 Hindu temples in South America literally got together and pitched in and took out a full-page ad against Faithful Word Baptist Church in the country of Guyana to stop us from preaching in the public schools in Guyana because we preached against Hinduism in the public schools, which you can see that in our documentary film, The Truth About Hinduism. What kind of a crazy accusation? I mean, and somebody said that this pastor is local somewhere to the Phoenix area. I'm not sure where, but apparently this guy's local. He's lying about the size of our church, claiming that I support Hinduism, and saying that I can't be saved because I supposedly support Hinduism. What in the world?
No, you're not right. Not right. And he's worth $5 million, by the way, if you didn't know that. Yeah. That's actually posted. That's public knowledge.
Oh.
You can look up Steve Anderson and see what he's worth.
So where do I get access to this money, you know, since it's all public knowledge? The truth of the matter is that I have no money besides just the normal little bit of money in my checking account that turns over every month. I have no savings whatsoever. I just have, you know, whatever's in my checking account that pretty much gets burned through on a monthly basis. My wife and I share a vehicle. We own one vehicle. It's a Ford Transit 15-passenger van for our family. Okay, 2017, that's our one vehicle that we own. And then our house is less than halfway paid off. You know, we live in a moderate, reasonable house, just a tract home, right jammed up next to our neighbors, and it's less than halfway paid off. And so what in the world is this guy talking about? He's claiming my net worth is $5 million. My net worth is very negligible. I don't really know how to even calculate net worth because I'm not a finance guy. I don't care about finances, but I don't have any money. So I don't know what this guy's talking about. I just have, you know, whatever comes in and goes out every month. I mean, I'm just pretty much just living month to month. So I don't know what this guy's talking about. Like I said, my house is less than halfway even paid off and I have no savings.
$5 million. He's only been pastoring the church for 15 years.
Only 15.
So you got $5 million worth. But that's because the company he supports, who does Hinduism, who supports Hinduism, is selling his stuff. So he's marketing himself through this site that supports Hinduism.
Okay, so now I just figured out what he's talking about with Hinduism. So he's talking about Paul Wittenberger's site, Framing the World, which, by the way, has sold my sermons against Hinduism, has sold my documentary against Hinduism. But here's the thing about Framing the World and Paul Wittenberger, and you can ask Paul Wittenberger or anyone else involved, I don't get paid anything from the money that Paul Wittenberger makes off that site. That is his livelihood. He sells DVDs on there. He's a filmmaker. He's a professional. That's what he does for a living. And guess what? When he sold a bunch of DVDs of After the Tribulation, New World Order Bible Versions, Marching to Zion, Babylon USA, I did not receive any money from those sales. And not only that, but our church actually put money into those films. We didn't receive money out of them. We put money in. Okay. The only thing that I make money off of on Paul Wittenberger's website are my piano books that I wrote personally like 10 years ago. I wrote a series of piano books and I profit personally from the piano books that I wrote. But I also give them away for free to anyone who lives in the state of Arizona. I just give them to them. People come to our church and ask me for a piano book. I just hand it to them. Also, people in other countries that are poor, they contact me. I send them the PDFs for free. We've literally, you can ask my staff. My staff is instructed to just give those PDFs to people who can't afford it. We've given out hundreds of the PDFs for free. I've given out thousands of free copies over the years, both at our church, other churches. And that is literally the only product that I've ever profited from are my piano books that I wrote like 10 years ago. That's it. None of the films, none of the preaching, none of the other stuff. So he's claiming that I have $5 million from Framing the World. That's garbage. I've not made any money from Framing the World's products, videos, anything else. Okay, but his claim that Paul Wittenberger supports Hinduism is stupidity. It's ridiculous. This is what it's coming down to. Paul Wittenberger sells toothpaste on his site that's some kind of a toothpaste that comes from the Hindus. Okay? So he's selling a toothpaste that's a Hindu thing as far as, you know, they're the ones who came up with it. Okay? Some kind of traditional herbs and spices of the Hindus went into this toothpaste. Okay. But did you hear what he said? He's claiming that Paul Wittenberger's not even saved because he sells this toothpaste. And that I'm not even saved, according to him, because I teamed up with Paul Wittenberger, who sells a Hindu toothpaste. Okay. I mean, this is absurd, folks. This is ridiculous. Okay. Pretty much, you know, every business and everything that's out in the world, every product is going to be tainted in some way by the wickedness of this world. Okay. We don't live in a fundamental Baptist world. So our soaps and our toothpastes and other products are not necessarily going to always be, you know, having this godly pedigree of how they got to us or something, you know, and, you know, a friend of mine told me that they use that Hindu toothpaste and it made their teeth a lot whiter. So I guess they can't be saved now because they profited from the Hindu toothpaste. Look, I've done more to fight Hinduism than this guy ever thought of doing. I would love to hear him preach a sermon against Hinduism. I'd be willing to bet that he's never done it. Because like I said, I searched the entire internet and could hardly find anything. Now, since I came out with my stuff, some other guys have preached against Hinduism. I hope more people will preach against Hinduism so we can reach the Indians for Christ. But what a ridiculous accusation.
Well, I'm just telling you. Yeah, you need to be careful. These internet preachers, you need to be careful, man. I always check them out.
Okay, so you got to be careful with these internet preachers. Isn't it funny how I get labeled an internet preacher? So why is he not an internet preacher? I mean, here he is uploading his message to YouTube. Doesn't that make him an internet preacher? But here's why he's not an internet preacher. Because I went to his YouTube channel and his average video gets about like 8 or 10 views. Some of his videos have up to 20 to 25 viewers, okay? So because his typical video gets 15 viewers, you know, he's a real preacher. And so because I upload sermons that get thousands of views, then I get demoted for succeeding on YouTube. I get brought down to the level of now I'm just an internet preacher. Even though hundreds of people are coming to our church three times a week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, showing up at the brick and mortar location to hear preaching, to go soul winning, to have fellowship, to sing hymns. You know, I'm labeled as an internet preacher. No, I'm just a Baptist pastor, just like this guy. Okay, but isn't it funny how he's a real Baptist pastor, but I'm an internet pastor.
Find out. There was a preacher that I like. I like his preaching, but then I heard some things he was saying and they're wrong. They're wrong. But he's a good preacher, but he's wrong. Because it doesn't go with the Bible. If it doesn't go with scripture, you can't embrace it. Yeah, praise the Lord. God's will for David, Brother Dave. If you take away the ID, you only have Dab. Amen. God's will with working closer to home. Amen. And more workers in his department at Walmart.
I'm pretty sure
there, amen.
This is the end. Robert says the relevant section. So there you have it, folks. This guy, when he wants to warn his congregation about yours truly, he makes sure to let them know about how I'm using CGI to make the crowd look bigger, and I'm a full-blown Hinduism supporter, which makes it impossible for me to be saved. And I have a net worth of $5 million. Wow. Anyway, God bless you. Have a great day.